Bhagavad Lila, 12th canto, chapter 9, Markandeya Rishi sees the illusory potence of the Lord. Markandeya Rishi offered prayers to the Lord, and the Lord offered a benediction. The sage said he wanted to see Maya. The Lord, in the form of Narayan, said, "Okay, Jatastu." Then the Lord left for Badrikashram. One day, as Markandeya Rishi was offering his Sandhya Vandanam, evening prayers, the Pralaya floodwaters, the devastation of the universe, flooded the three worlds. All of a sudden, Markandeya was all by himself, alone, floating in the water for a long time. And he came upon a banyan tree. Lying upon the leaf of that banyan tree was a very beautiful, bluish infant baby, glowing with a charming effulgence. Markandeya moved towards that leaf with the baby on it, and suddenly the baby inhaled. And like a mosquito, Markandeya was drawn within the baby's body. Inside that baby boy's body, Markandeya Rishi saw the entire universe, just as it had been before the annihilation and Pralaya floodwaters. After a moment, the child exhaled, and the force of the exhalation, that baby lying in the banyan tree, threw Markandeya Rishi back into the ocean of annihilation, or Pralaya Samudra. Noticing that the baby floating on that banyan leaf was actually the Supreme Lord Hari, the Paramatma in his own heart, Markandeya Rishi tried to embrace that child. But then at that moment, Lord Hari, the master of all mystic powers, Yogeshwara, disappeared. Then the waters of annihilation or devastation or floodwaters at the destruction of the universe, they disappeared as well. And there he was, Markandeya Rishi, was back in his own ashram in Himalayas, just as he was before. The Lord fulfilled his desire. He saw the Maya. The young child floating on that banyan leaf had a dark blue complexion. It was so beautiful. Vishnu Chakravarti says that that young child was Krishna, and he was wondering, "So many devotees are hankering for the nectar of my lotus feet. Therefore, let me personally experience that nectar." Thus, Lord Krishna, playing like an ordinary baby of the material world, began to suck on his own toes so he could experience the nectar of his lotus feet. 12th canto, chapter 10. Lord Shiva and Uma, or Parvati Durga, glorify Markandeya Rishi. Once Lord Shiva was traveling in the sky with his wife Parvati, and he saw Markandeya Rishi merge in meditation. Parvati encouraged Shiva to offer benedictions to the austere saint. Seeing Lord Shiva when he came out of trance, the master of the three worlds with his wife, Markandeya Rishi offered them with obeisances and sweet words in a proper sitting place. Shiva offered a benediction. Markandeya only prayed for Nishta Bhakti to Lord Hari, to the devotees, and to Lord Shiva also. Lord Shiva was satisfied and gave him the benediction of fame, eternal youth, and freedom from death, at least until the time of universal dissolution. He gave him knowledge of past, present, and future. He became a perfect renunciate, siddha yogi. He attained vigyan and became a great teacher of the Puranas. There's a benediction given in this chapter. Anyone who chants and hears the story of Markandeya Rishi will attain liberation from material life, which is based on the accumulated desires generated from fruitive work.